Library's Adult Services Podcast. This episode will feature staff picks about love, an interview with Feast of Mutton, who will be performing a virtual Music at Your Library concert in March, and we will also give you some updates on upcoming library programs, displays, and other happenings here at Carnegie Stout.
Hey, this is Mike at Carnegie Stout Library. I wanted to let you know that we have several events recorded on our YouTube channel. These are virtual events with authors. If you miss them, you can watch them at your own pace. Go to Google, search for Carnegie Stout YouTube, select Playlists, and then CSPL Virtual Programs. Right now, we have these events: Exploring Galena and Dubuque on Foot with author David Ryan, Wildland Sentinel with Iowa Conservation Officer Erica Billerbeck, You're Better Than Your Mess with author Rachel Hoffman, and Don Becker's Automatons and Puppets. We'll be adding many more events to that playlist, so like and subscribe and enjoy. Thank you.
Everyone, this is Becky, one of the library aides here at Carnegie Stout Public Library. I want to take a minute to share a few of the displays that will be put up at Carnegie Stout over the coming month. First, our big display on the second floor wall will be Contemporary Black Voices, featuring both works of fiction and nonfiction by Black authors to help us celebrate Black History Month. You should check it out and try to read something by an author you may not have heard of before. We will also have displays that feature love and romance, some of our staff favorites, a winter blues display that has books with a blue cover, and then another one featuring books made into movies. There should be something for everyone.
Hi, this is Abby, the cataloger at Carnegie Stout. My not-so-typical love story suggestion is the 1980s television series Family Ties. There is some romance sprinkled throughout, but as the show's title suggests, familial love is the overarching theme. The sitcom follows the trials and tribulations of the Keaton family, which consists of liberal activist parents Stephen and Elise and their three children, sporty Jennifer, fashionable Mallory, and money-loving Alex, who is played by a young Michael J. Fox. The great acting and impressive cast of celebrity guest stars are more than enough reason to give Family Ties a try. This feel-good series can be therapeutic in these crazy times, and there is plenty of nostalgia for those of us who remember the 1980s. All 7 seasons of Family Ties are available to check out at Carnegie Stout Public Library.
Hello, my name is Paula, and I'm the interlibrary loan and serials librarian at the Carnegie Stout Public Library. A book about love that means a lot to me is Marley and Me by John Grogan. This book is meaningful to me because it inspired me to adopt a lovely puppy from the Dubuque Regional Humane Society, and I named her Zoe. She was amazing, and she made my life crazy and fun. I think you would enjoy this book if you like to cheer for the underdog and find humor in the crazy moments of everyday life.
Hello, it's Becky back again. Since it's February, I wanted to share a few of my favorite books and movies that feature love and romance. I'm not a huge reader of traditional romance novels, but I do love the Outlander series by Diana Gabaldon. The Outlander series focuses on 20th century British nurse Claire Randall, who time travels to 18th century Scotland and finds adventure and romance with the dashing Highland warrior Jamie Fraser. I also highly recommend the television show based off of the series. Both exciting and steamy, it really keeps you hooked and is true to the book series. My favorite romantic comedy is probably Love Actually, but I consider that to be more of a Christmas movie, as do most people, I think. But the best romantic comedy I have seen recently is Palm Spring. Released last year, it stars Andy Samberg and Kristen Milioti, a movie about two wedding guests stuck in a time loop who develop a budding romance while living the same day over and over again. Funny and charming, it was a movie that both my husband and I really enjoyed and is definitely worth your time.
Hi there. My name is Troy, and I'm the new Youth Services Library Aide here at the Carnegie Stout. I have a few book recommendations about love for you this cold February. The first book probably needs no recommendation. It's A Farewell to Arms by Ernest Hemingway, which came out in Hemingway's early 30s, about the passionate affair between an American ambulance driver on the Italian front of World War I and an English nurse. I read this story in my youth. It was a great one for young adults. Again, Farewell so captures that tumultuous moment in time during World War I, as well as the timelessness of young and rootless romantic love. Again, if it were written by anyone other than Hemingway, with his trademark staccato prose, it would have bordered on cliché. But it sometimes, somehow, captures the ethos of youth when your whole life is ahead of you. The globe can be your whole playpen, and anything can happen. Plus, with the upcoming premiere of Ken Burns' documentary on the life of Hemingway coming up this spring, now is a really exciting time to rediscover some of Hemingway's work. The second recommendation I have is a classic by John Steinbeck, which might not be as predictable for the month of the Valentine. It's entitled Travels with Charlie. This sometimes forgotten work of Steinbeck's later years might initially seem like a love story between a man and his beloved poodle travel companion on an epic journey across the United States. But written well after Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath and Of Mice and Men, the story captures a man's love for his dog, the title character, but the reader quickly finds that John's voyage with his dog on a road trip across America is really a love story about a rapidly changing America. An America which was the singular focus and love affair of John Steinbeck's writing career. As a tag-on recommendation, I'd also highly recommend the newer, much newer book, Your Heart is a Muscle the Size of a Fist, by Sunil Yapa. For me, this is a modern love story about the enduring love between a father, a police captain, and his estranged world-traveling son who he hasn't seen in many years. Their lives and interests fall on opposite sides of the heated World Trade Organization protests of 1999, a not often captured period in our country's recent history. But for those of us who've had family relations tested amidst the stressful political environment of the past year, this gripping page-turner provides a visceral portrayal of our human instincts to reach out to one another. Thanks for listening.
Hello, my name is Kayla Ferguson. I am the children's librarian at the Dubuque County Library District. And my favorite movie about love is called Strange Magic. It is, you can check it out here at the Carnegie Stout Public Library if you're interested. I describe it to people as if A Midsummer Night's Dream had a baby with Beauty and the Beast, and Shrek and Moulin Rouge were the godparents, it would be this movie. It's a really fun fairy tale retelling of A Midsummer Night's Dream. The main character is this fairy warrior princess who has sworn off love, and she meets this goblin king, the bog king, who is also sworn off love in a fight over a love potion. And it's full of all sorts of songs from the last couple decades, a jukebox musical, so lots of fun music, lots of really fun characters, and it is one of my absolute favorite movies. So I highly recommend you check it out for this month.
Adult Services Librarian Sarah here. The recent popularity of the Bridgerton series on Netflix means that probably a few of you listening might be looking for more historical romance in your life. Luckily, I happen to be a fan of romance in general, and historical romance in particular. So I'm happy to share a few titles that you might want to check out from Carnegie Stout. Please note, all of these suggestions will be fairly steamy and explicit, and not for all readers. If you'd prefer something a little more gentle and Jane Austen-like, stop by the recommendations desk on the library's first floor, and we'd be happy to find some titles for you. First, Bridgerton is based on the book series by Julia Quinn and starts with The Duke and I. There are 8 books in the main series, but several of her other books tie into the same universe of characters. If you've already If you've already torn through all of Quinn's books, try Tessa Dare. Her books tend to have a nice balance of serious and humor. Romancing the Duke features a practical-minded heroine and a storybook romance, and kicks off her Castles Ever After series. Her Spinster Cove series is also very popular, featuring women society has deemed unmarriageable. Start with A Knight to Surrender. Mary Ballag puts more emphasis on the challenges of life in Regency England, from the physical and mental toll of military service to the inequalities of life and society. Start with The Proposal, the first book in her Survivors series featuring veterans of the Napoleonic Wars. Another personal favorite is Courtney Milan. Though her books are set in the later Victorian period, there's still plenty of gorgeous fashion and passionate romance, but with some additional diversity and opportunity for her characters. Start with The Duchess War, the first in her Brothers Sinister series featuring incredibly capable heroines and the men who love and support them. The final suggestion is a newer book that I have on my to-read list for this month, A Duke, The Lady, and a Baby. Published in June of 2020, it kicks off a new series by Vanessa Riley about a secret society that works to help widows wronged by the laws and customs of Regency England.
Hi, librarian Ben Eagle here, and I'm joined by Sean Healy and Eric Bellotti, who form the group Feast of Mutton. Thank you for joining me, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
We'll give a little sample of some of the songs Sean and Eric have been working on, and we'll play. This first song is called At the Tolling Bells. Feast of Mutton will be performing for the library's very first virtual Music at Your Library concert on the first Friday of March, the 5th, at 6 p.m. We took a hiatus from the live shows due to COVID, but now plan to do the event virtually, so you can watch from the comfort of your own home. Feast of Mutton were actually the first group that performed at Music at Your Library back in 2016, so I'm happy to welcome them back for this first virtual concert. The Feast of Mutton sound, I know, like, kind of have that Russian or Slavic flavor, not just tonally, but in like the whole feel, the artwork and everything. What were some of the interests that led you to pursue that sound?
I would say when Eric and I were first playing together, you know, we were doing typical, well, not typical, but like, you know, some like Grateful Dead covers and stuff like that, you know, when we first met, like around 2000. And then we both had this sort of sound that we liked to go to once in a while that we never really talked about. And it was definitely that, you know, Eric would write a tune that was a little off the wall from his band he was playing in, and to me it would have like sort of that Russian sound. So then we started to like discuss like Django Reinhardt and some of Tom Waits' music, which had a little bit of a lean toward that sound. And we discovered that when we played that stuff together, that's where we were the happiest. You know, that was the happiest we would be when, of all the other set lists that we would perform together, was that sound.
Yeah, I agree. Ever since I started writing music, I kind of always gravitated towards the more minor scales, and like, you know, I think I've maybe written like one happy song in a major key my whole life. You know, and it's just like, that's just where my ear gravitates towards it. And it was cool, because like I'd write these progressions that were in that style, and then like Sean would come up with these amazing melodies to it, and it was just, like I said, it just felt really natural.
Really excited to hear you guys play at the Music at Your Library concert. And just a reminder to those listening that this concert with Feast of Mutton will be live streamed on Friday, March 5th at 6 p.m. If you can't make it, it will also be available to watch after that date on the library's Facebook page and the library's YouTube channel. So I hope you can make it. I thank both you, Sean, and Eric for taking the time to talk with me about these songs.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Check It Out, Carnegie Stout Public Library's podcast. If you have thoughts to share, we'd love to hear them. Send us an email at yourlibrarian@dubuque.lib.ia.us. Thank you to everyone who contributed to this episode. Becky, Mike, Abby, Paula, Troy, Kayla, Sarah, Ben, and the musicians of Feast of Mutton, who will be performing a virtual concert on Carnegie Stout's Facebook page on Friday, March 5th. Be sure you're subscribed to Check It Out wherever you get your podcasts to hear an upcoming special episode featuring a longer interview with Feast of Mutton. The music for Check It Out is written and performed by Ben Eagle. But to close out this episode, we'll have Ben introduce one more track by Feast of Mutton.
Let's listen to one more song just to show kind of this duality that Feast of Mutton has. We're going to listen to 1 Million Men. And here we go.
We've taken too much from the table. We've got one foot in the grave. Now we'll be no more thanksgiving. We're never good. We only take. The end.